Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Football Friday to you. We're gearing up for Texans-Titans, a must-win, if I say so, a turning point possibly game, if you have to listen to John Lopez say it.
It is.
Fair? Accurate?
Accurate.
Okay. How confident are you that it will be a turning point offensively? 713-572-4610, because the offensive coordinator, Nick Caley, spoke yesterday. I won't say that it was combative, but obviously he ran up against a little bit of tough questions somewhat about his offense, and because it's required, it's deserved at this point. One of the most interesting ones for me, John Lopez, was cut seven here, Byron, because Nick Caley was asked specifically about this offense and it being kind of the Patriot offense, as Todd Bowles had described it, and why it is the right offensive system to get C.J. Stroud, the most important, you know, franchise quarterback, back on track.
Well, again, this is our system. This is not a copy and paste New England Patriots system. Okay, if that's what you're alluding to, I'm asking. But relative to the system, I think everything we've done has been very intentional to be able to cater it around our players, to simplify the make the verbiage very. And we stripped everything down to the studs in the spring. So I think the thing that this system does is allow our guys to be able to have enough bandwidth and flexibility to alter schemes to fit the guys that we have from week to week. And that's what it does. Whether it's, again, in the run game, gap schemes, perimeter play, zone, mid zone, wide zone, like we can activate those based on who we're facing and who we have available. And I think from a language standpoint, we've cleaned that up and from the time we got here.
Well, that's my first response.
ISO! You gotta be dumb. Go ahead.
When you hear that, you know, I swear to God, which I know some people say you shouldn't do that. I swear to God.
That's John Lopez, by the way.
I like this dude. But everything about that answer, like every single element about that answer, tells you that it's the New England system.
Even the even the way he handled the question is New England system, huh?
Okay, let's start that. Let's start there. I was going to get to there, but let's start there. This was a 40-second response. I looked at how long the response was.
Advanced stats for you.
In 40 seconds, he said...
Why are you laughing, Byron? Is it right?
Is it right?
Yeah, it's 39.8.
40 seconds. In a span of 40 seconds, he said, relative to intentional verbiage, stripped down to the studs, and bandwidth and activate. In 40 seconds, he used every Patriots word known to mankind. Every single one. Let me say that in 40 seconds. Relative to intentional verbiage, bandwidth, stripped down to the studs.
You mad at him? You mad at him for having some interesting diction? Is that what we're doing?
And
here?
Then in that answer, in which he basically went to the New England Patriots, you know, book of words to use when you want to use word salad. He said they're not the Patriots offense. So let's go back to that now. They're not the Patriots offense. What did he say? It's
our offense.
It's our offense.
I actually take issue, look, again, the Patriots offense thing. Todd Bowles, he's done this for a long time, and he's coached against those Patriots.
Todd Bowles was in your division for about 8 or 9 years.
He's not the only one who's done that.
Yeah.
Who's said that.
Said it.
That's right.
The Texans have said it.
And the thing about it, and I understand the people that will point out, oh, well, the Patriots offense hasn't worked that well without Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying. I think the thing that hits me more than anything is the idea of the flexibility and the strip down. Like, inherently, this offense is a little bit inflexible because you're not running routes where you now piece them together. you're running entire concepts. You'll see flood concepts. You'll see switch concepts. You'll see those types of things, or smash concepts rather. You'll see things of that nature that are kind of built into the entirety of the way that this either like route combinations or the entirety of the route concept is there. That's not going to be too much, you know, too much an opportunity to pare that down and strip it and move it around necessarily, I don't think, right? The concepts are built in. How you get to them switch and change, and the ways that you're able to disguise them, I imagine, change. So, like, even that, I do wonder how much you can actually tailor it to that. So, that was the thing that got me more than anything, like, inherent to this system. And if it is your system, I need to see more of that mix, because right now, you telling me this is Chex Mix, and I'm looking at it, and it's just a whole bunch of M&Ms. You know what I mean? Like, that's not how Chex Mix is made. You don't just drop in one piece of Chex in there and it's Chex Mix. I'm seeing a whole bunch of M&Ms.
My sweeping big takeaway here is the wagons might not be circled, but they're circling. Because clearly he's starting to get a little defensive, starting to feel it a little more. You know, like I mentioned, he went to the Book of New England and all that. But here's the other thing. We talked about Todd Bowles. Here's the other thing. All right, it's not the New England Patriots offense, huh? Why the hell did you have C.J. Stroud watch tape after tape after tape of New England and Tom Brady? Why'd you do that?
I mean, to play more like Tom Brady. I don't know. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. Like, I think that's indefensible as far as, mm-hmm. at the very least, it is incredibly inspired by that Patriots offense. And it's fine if that's the case. Ultimately, I think the big thing for you is, and I know that that's probably more of an organizational, mm-hmm. we don't want to have that attachment to the Patriots, run it well.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn if it's the Patriots offense wouldn't care. Run it well.
We wouldn't care.
Right, like that's the thing that ultimately I'm trying to get to, which is why if you bring me to Cut 4, where Nick Haley was asked about, have you made any changes given the slow start to the season?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
And this is what Nick said.
I mean, sure, we look at what we can do. I mean, whether it's scheme or run types in certain games, I mean, it's all going to be relative to, you know, who we have out there, who we're facing and stuff like that. Things that, you know, maybe have not worked as well in the flow of a game, we might get away from and try to get to some alternative runs and stuff like that. Or, you know, based on looks that you're expecting and maybe you get a different look in a game, you'll alter and go a different direction at that point, too.
Look, you know, and you know, the actual changes and adjustments, I'm glad you brought that up. Because he talked about, and we have the other clips as well, the other cuts as well, but he talked about showing improvement, you know, the potential changes, the route tree, which I thought was very interesting. All this is clearly something that they need to adjust and they want to make changes and improvements upon. But it ultimately comes back to, is he capable of doing that? Because you can talk all you want about the things that are happening in this New England style offense, sorry, Nick, but it is, no matter what you might say with your verbiage, it's clearly something that we're not sure through three games that he's capable of doing.
Yeah, I think this is a style versus, or like this is a textbook versus application mm-hmm. type thing, where I think in theory, yeah, these are some of the things that you would imagine and you think of for how you switch things. And they have switched their approach through, you know, in these various weeks. The fact of the matter, though, is none of that has changed the fact that they have not been good on early downs. And you could say that's because of penalties or whatever. You need to actually just be able to create, you know, big plays on early downs. That's what good offenses do. This isn't a good offense, right? On top of that, obviously, you want to be out of third and mm-hmm. third down and long or whatever, but you have not been particularly good on third down. Like, I could take you through all of these other circumstances. I have not seen those things show up. So I think that's what I need. I need to see the execution of it. And it's tough because when you talk about any offense, you want to be able to go and attack and play the chess of this match.
You've talked about that a couple times, and that's defense. What I'm worried about.
And right now, I think what's been clear through the first 3 weeks is that Nick Caley is not far enough in his development. And I think that's the kind of way of looking at this. Mm-hmm. He's not far enough in his development to play chess yet. I think CJ Stroud is still on the uptick with this system and in order to be able to play the chess of it, like compared to like the Baker Mayfield thing that I was talking about earlier, where Baker Mayfield is able to, with the experience that he has, without coaching, be able to change some things and make some things happen, which, by the way, I'm looking forward to it when we eventually see CJ have that real, I guess, ability to change things as we had kind of been promised. But then on top of that, like, you don't have the crazy playmakers that are going to dictate things to the defense. I'm wondering where, until everybody has a good grasp of this offense, assuming that they have the opportunity to, where that advantage comes from.
Yeah, and it's just infuriating. Let me reiterate, I really like this guy. Every time I've been around him, things I've heard about him, etc. This is just dumb. You know, he tried to sort of deflect away from, you know, and I don't even know why. You're right. If it worked, who cares? If it was, hey, this is the New England offense, and we're 3-0, and we're scoring 28 points a game, we're like, bravo, let's go. You know, maybe CJ's the next, you know, the next Tom Brady. But I want you to listen to this first cut again, and just imagine yourselves, Texans fans that have been here for any amount of time, if Bill O'Brien said this.
Well, again, this is our system. This is not a copy and paste New England Patriots system. Okay, if that's what you're alluding to, I'm asking. But relative to the system, I think everything we've done has been very intentional to be able to cater it around our players, to simplify the make the verbiage very. And we stripped everything down to the studs in the spring. So I think the thing that this system does is allow our guys to be able to have enough bandwidth and flexibility to alter schemes to fit the guys that we have from week to week, and that's what it does. Whether it's again in the run game, gap schemes, perimeter play. Zone, mid zone, wide zone, like we can activate those based on who we're facing and who we have available. And I think from a language standpoint, we've cleaned that up. And from the time we got here,
we would be losing our minds. I've lost my mind, but we would be losing our minds. And this is the question I had for you before the show. Did he say anything that gives you confidence? Anything.
Not pursuant to like the schematics of this just yet. I know that they've said like the game plan type things, and that's kind of fallen in line with the rhetoric all the way through.
Yeah,
I've seen like even in the way that they've game planned. I was like looking at the Jaguars game. I didn't think that would be such a pass heavy game as they kind of came out with. So sometimes I even wonder like what are they looking to attack game plan wise? Like how are they identifying what they're attacking? So I'm curious. And again, the only thing that I'm placing my hope on is I know that these general concepts that are being used as prevalent as they are or like as well known as they are to defenses, I know that they can be effective. Do you see people latch on and find a way to make the minor portions of this more effective? Or really,
you say latch on, I think the term is buy in,
and that's, I don't know if it's buy in. I think it's like, I do think that there's been some execution things that happened within this or just knowledge of the offense or whatever that I think still remains to be seen. Cause again, he was asked about like guys ending up in the same spot, receiver wise, like routes ending up in the same spot.
Do you think they're buying in?
I think that they
CJ Stroud's buying in.
I do. I think that there's a optionality that exists within the offense that, okay, this, cause again, it's play concepts. And I know these play concepts are generally designed to have guys in certain places. But when you I need an option and I need to, you know, take a different route here or, you know, have a different release, and then all of a sudden you end up where someone else is, that's from not having the experience in this system. But all things considered, like, there's been instances where you have guys who, I was going back and watching some plays, and you have someone like Ariante Ursary, little breakdowns. The times where they have had an opportunity to be successful in a minor way, they've had little breakdowns. Hopefully they get those cleaned up and you're able to be just a little bit better. But I don't see a great offense coming out of this, especially not this week. I'm hoping for the most minor of improvements, better defense against a bad team, and hopefully that gets you over for the time being as you try and get better. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping on this Football Friday. I'll give you an update as to what's happening with the Good Samaritan baseball fan, but also what's happening with the Astros, because they had a big victory, but what do we still need to see the Astros make the playoffs? Let's talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.